Hello, you are listening to the 21st Century Leader, and I am your host, Dr. B. Last week, I did the first half of my Transformational Climate webinar, and I went over the foundation for your transformational climate, which has consisted of culture. And I also went over the conventional attitudes that resist change and a resilient attitude towards change. For this podcast, I will be going over the top four ways to foster safe environments and unlocking transformation at every level in your organization. This is basically the premise of my process that I created, and I'm excited to go over it with you today. A psychologically safe environment is important for creating group creativity and learning. In this environment, employees feel safe to experiment and adapt while receiving regular feedback. It's important for group members to know that they won't be rejected or punished. A sense of security gives employees the confidence to try new things. Failures must be seen as opportunities to learn, and this type of group requires a lot of trust and respect. A psychologically safe environment is made up of four values. The first two are two different types of group norms, which is a culture of acceptance and a culture of open communication. The third is transformation leaders, and last is competency. Norms are unspoken rules that employees follow when communicating and working together. They influence people's sense of safety in a lot of ways. Two group norms help create a psychologically safe environment. The first is acceptance. James instilled the same healthy family values within his IT firm. His team unconditionally accepts each other's perspective, seeks feedback, and aren't afraid of trying new things or making mistakes. This led to the development of trust and group cohesion. The second is open communication. James also often communicates with his team and quickly diffuses any group tension. Finding solutions is more important than who is right. Feedback is openly asked for and accepted, which helps the team come up with more creative solutions. The executive director team models acceptance and open communication, and their teams mirror the same behaviors. No one in the IT firm has to worry about being seen as a failure because the culture promotes learning from mistakes. The third trait is transformation leaders. James dislikes hierarchy, and he doesn't expect his team to bear that weight either. So James gives more power to employees by promoting the idea that everyone in the organization is a transformation leader. These leaders have five distinct traits. The first trait is authenticity, the key to transformation leadership. James realized he couldn't know anyone else without knowing himself. A growth mindset and intuitiveness emerge from knowing his strengths and weaknesses. The second trait is growth mindset, the opportunity to grow, face challenges, continue despite failures, and learn from them gives this leader confidence. The third trait is innovativeness. The growth mindset inspires action, whether it's a new concept or a strategic vision. The fourth is intuitiveness, which is a thorough understanding of self and others, leads to a strong intuition of future possibilities and potential threats. The last trait is responsiveness. This leader responds to intuitive signals based on facts and input from other members. And the last value for a psychologically safe environment is competency. James has spent years training his team to be experts in their role. He has done this because he realizes that each member's contribution affects the team's performance. They work better together as he built up his team and gave them confidence in their abilities. James fosters skills development so that all teams can operate well together. In order to develop competency, the training and development manager employed best practices that includes four different steps: preparation, dialogue and discussion, development, and implementation. During preparation, it's important to know what your goal is and to put together a team of people who can help you develop your skills. Dialogue and discussion. Continuous discussions can help figure out what knowledge, skills, and abilities are needed. The third stage is development, sorting behavioral tasks into groups and subgroups with the competency development team, then seeking experts to verify and improve. Lastly is implementation. To successfully implement competency models, leaders must communicate why it was created, how it will be used, when it will be updated, and how they plan to put this process into place. Employees are more likely to feel safe trying new things if their organization promotes acceptance, open communication, transformation leadership, and competency development. This will inspire people to keep adapting and coming up with innovative ideas. And that's how you promote safety, so your workforce can experiment, adapt, and learn. The last thing I'm going to show you is how to put strategies in place that will transform your organization with a more resilient and innovative workforce. Rather than allowing chance to determine your organization's culture, promoting a transformation climate which experiments with new ideas, adapts, and learns, makes your organization resilient and more innovative. There are four values that promote a transformation climate. One, a psychologically safe environment, which we just discussed. Two is experimentation and adaptation. Three is continuous learning. And four is resilience and innovation. And that's the outcome. So for the first step, psychologically safe environment, James' visions, value, and behaviors already set the stage for a safe environment by promoting unconditional acceptance, open communication, transformation leadership, and competency development. The second step is experimentation and adaptation. The more employees try new things and learn from their mistakes, the better they are at adapting. As employees get used to this cycle of experimenting and adapting, they are learning to be more resilient. The third is continuous learning. At the same time, learning is happening at all times. James makes it a point to set time aside so that the group's discussion and reflection on what was learned and the meaning they made from their learning. The fourth step is systems are put in place to capture insights from learning and reward desired behavior. And lastly, as a result, the entire firm adopts a more resilient and innovative mindset that continuously adapts to change. James' original goals, attitudes, and behaviors are transformational values that fit the big tech industry. He has always publicly supported his ideals and goals and does so frequently. His vision and values were adopted once his team modeled them to his employees. Employees line with the transformational ideals are hired and retained using the attraction, selection, attrition method. James designed a system for hiring new IT staff that reflects his transformational values and how he thinks and acts. James' team modeled his transformational traits of authenticity, growth mindset, innovation, intuitiveness, and responsiveness. Acceptance and open communication are also promoted. James also made sure that the employee reward system praised people for embracing transformational characteristics and principles. If there is a psychologically safe environment in the workplace, staff will feel free to try new things and adapt. This will encourage continuous learning, and each member will become a transformation leader. And that is the second half of my webinar. The whole premise of this webinar is that people are used to being told what to do, and they don't develop the competencies to problem solve and do strategic planning on their own. If you have a how-to guide to how to do your job, you're never going to learn alternative ways of doing your job. Without that trust and cohesion in your group, you're never going to have the confidence to try new things and experiment. That trust and cohesion is built through consistency and also competency. If you're confident in your ability to contribute to the group, then you'll feel more likely to suggest new solutions or ideas. I hope you guys like this webinar. I'm really excited to be giving this tomorrow, and I will give you the update of how it went. And remember, we can all change the world, but we must first change ourselves.